Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is seeking her third two-year term representing the 21st District of Northern New York. During a visit to Plattsburgh this week, she talked about the campaign, saying while national analysts like the Cook Political Report and Sabato's Crystal Ball rank the district as safely Republican, she continues to reach out to voters.
As I'm knocking on doors, which I do every election cycle, I'm having overwhelming support, not just from Republicans, but from independents, blank, and Democrats. So I am optimistic that we will have broad support heading towards Election Day, because really the choice this election is between results versus resistance. I am proud of my record of results. My opponent resists the bipartisanship in Congress as well as working with this administration.
You've run in the past focused on one of the key issues being jobs. Does that remain the key issue?
Yes, that is one of the top issues across this district, no matter what county you're in. And what I'm very excited about is I have a record of results when it comes to focusing on the economy and creating jobs. If you look at the data points, unemployment has gone down in every county in my district since I've taken office. Wages are up across this district as well. We have great news in terms of promoting manufacturing. We've just updated NAFTA. That has a huge economic impact on this region and local jobs. And these are good paying jobs. And another part of it, Pat, is updating our education system so we have a pipeline to fill those good paying jobs. The fact that we passed the Career and Technical Education Bill that was signed into law, that's significant. That's the type of educational opportunities like the Advanced Manufacturing Institute that are going to help us in the 21st century.
Elise Stefanik, there seems to be a perception that we don't have the jobs, that we don't get what is needed here. Yet you just highlighted some of the progress that's being made. So what is preventing, you know, that perception of progress? Can you tell when you're out talking to the constituents?
Yes, I can. I still hear frustration with what's coming out of Albany, the fact that New York is not competitive in terms of raising a family here, starting a business here, in terms of the tax rates. And that has an impact. I'm supporting Mark Molinaro for governor. I think Cuomo is the wrong direction for the North Country. And I think we have to do a lot at the state level to really partner with what we're doing at the federal level to reduce regulations, to make sure that at the state level we have a competitive tax rate and lower taxes for the hardworking New Yorkers.
Your campaign has been rather aggressive, and some might characterize your ads as negative towards your opponent. Why have what is perceived as some negative ads in your campaign?
This is a clear choice. I have never voted for a tax increase. My opponent has voted for multiple tax increases. Her failed leadership as a legislator in St. Lawrence County, they were one of the most fiscally distressed counties in the state. And that was one of the reasons why Democrats lost their majority on the St. Lawrence County legislature. People deserve to know what's at stake this election. So these are informational ads about important issues like taxes, important issues like Second Amendment rights.
Some would dispute whether the information in the ads are actually factual, though.
Well, it's clear that my opponent has voted multiple times for tax increases. She's taken procedural and legislative votes to increase taxes. And the people who understand that the most are the voters in St. Lawrence County. So when I go door to door, when my campaign goes door to door, we hear from them directly how those taxes have impacted their pocketbooks. And that's a significant choice.
There haven't been a lot of debates, and there was actually one that was arranged by the Adirondack Daily Enterprise that was canceled. I know that you like to work with smaller groups and do smaller forums, but why not more debate or forum-style meetings with your opponents?
Well, we led the effort to have three debates to make sure that the entirety of this district is served. And we worked with the TV stations because it's important to reach seniors. It's important to reach as many people as possible. And I think working with the newspapers and the TV stations is the way to do that. And three debates is more than what's happening in some statewide races, certainly more than what's happening for the governor's debate. So I'm excited at the number of debates. I've had over 825 constituent outreach events. These are coffees with your congresswoman that are very well attended. These are business tours. These are school visits, tours of farms. It's all important to hear feedback. And I'm looking forward to the debates because there will be a clear choice between the three candidates in this race.
Some of your opponents are trying to make your residency an issue. They say that it's only a camp on a lake that you cite for your residency and that you actually live full time down in Washington, D.C. How do you respond to that?
I live here, and over 150,000 voters who voted me last election understand that I live here. I'm a part of this community, and I have earned the votes. This is just a smear campaign from my opponent. When Congress is in session, my responsibility is to vote, and I'm not going to skip those votes. Those are important votes that impact people. So yes, when Congress is in session, I am in Washington because I'm fighting for this district, but you can see my schedule. It's public on my website. Virtually every weekend and every district work week, I am here working the district as a part of this community, hearing feedback.
Republican Elise Stefanik was first elected to the House in 2014. She is being challenged by Democrat Tedra Cobb and Green Party candidate Lynn Kahn in November. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.